Sunday's 13th annual Baystar Clearwater Offshore Nationals, presented by Reese World Offshore, are in the books. It turns out to be the largest fleet ever in the history of that race. 50 boats turned out, and that bodes very well for Key West. Expect numbers comparatively, maybe even over that ceiling, for the World Championships coming up the week of November 6th. Big winner of the day in Supercat class was MCON. They rebounded from a spin-out in the previous race in St. Petersburg. A couple of skegs blew off of their M6 drives. That 388 skater suffered quite a bit of damage, but it was redemption for Tyler Miller and Myrick Coyle as they took a first, WHM second, and Pro Floors in third. Now that puts MCON on top of the national points race, and Tyler Miller, the team owner, said his crew did a bang-up job to get the boat ready.
You know, hats off to this crew. They thrashed for 10 days getting this boat back together, and you know, that's what it takes, is guys that got the hard drive and the guts to just stick at it and get it back together. So, you know, Myrick and I, we drove our tails off today and got the victory, but at the end of the day, it comes down to these guys getting this boat back together. And you know, on a violent spin out like that, you know, all the damage, the carnage just done to a boat, and then to put it together and come out and run 13 hard laps and take home a checkered flag is just, it's amazing.
What were your thoughts going in when you guys set the boat up in terms of the way the conditions were going to be? Did you just hit it right? Was that helpful?
You know, it was actually luck, believe it or not. So we went out and we tested yesterday morning, and had some good passes. The boat just wasn't exactly what we wanted. So we came back in, pulled the boat out of the water, made a drive height adjustment, went back out the water. The boat was perfect. And so we came back in, flushed everything, was washing everything up, and I actually found one of my propellers had a crack in it, my favorite set, and what was working perfect for test day. So then you go to bed all night trying to dream up what you're gonna do for the next morning. And you know, we made a gutsy call, and went with a propeller that we hadn't ran very much, and put it on the boat, and man, it came to life and it worked out. So we got really lucky, and just very happy with the outcome.
All right, and points wise, you did what you had to do, and there was WHM got in between you and Pro Floors, so that really helps you out a lot. Moving into the last race, you still gotta come, you gotta play, you gotta run, but a podium finish for you. Even if Pro Floors finishes first, should give you the national points.
Yeah, you know, this Supercat group, they are always, always battling for that podium finish. And that's what we've pretty much committed to this season was, you know, we don't have to be first at every race. We're vying for a national series, a national title, and let's just keep finishing on the podium. And that's what we've pretty much done throughout all the season, except for in St. Petersburg a couple, two or three weeks ago. And so coming into Fort Myers, the last race for the national series, we're really looking forward to, you know, trying to get that podium finish strong. We know going out the gate and when the green flag drops, you know, figure these points out where we need to finish and just be humble and not be over aggressive. When the green flag drops, you always want to win. But I'm going to really try to take a step back and just make sure we put ourselves in the position to be the national champions.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I mean, national championship is super important to repeat. But man, you were so close in Key West last year. Winning a world championship got to be pretty super important.
Yeah, you know, we've got goals as MCON Racing. This is our seventh year at the circuit, and you know, a world championship has always been a goal and a dream of ours. And we were so close last year, you know, winning on Wednesday, winning on Friday, and set this whole team up for success on Sunday, and it just didn't work out. And every, you know, Billy Moff told me 6-7 years ago we bought that first boat for him. He said, every day is not going to be your day. Every race is not going to be your race. He said, take the ones that come to you, and the rest will work itself out. So, you know, we walked away as third place in the world last year at Key West, you know, Race World Offshore Race. And so we're looking for some redemption this year, looking to get this team back on top and be world champions.
In the Superstock class, the biggest field of boats, 10, Jackhammer with their 9th consecutive podium finish since 2021. They took the checkered flag led from start to finish. And with the conversion in this class from the 2-stroke XS's to the 300 4-stroke R's, in a field dominated by 32-foot Doug Wright catamarans, Jackhammer's victory hull, one of two in the class. Big, beefy, well-built boat. And according to throttle man Julian Maldonado, very well suited to this new power package.
The bigger case and the skeg being such a massive piece, it helps you in the corner department. The torque on the motor from low end RPM to high end, you know, that 6,400 RPM limit, it's very linear. It's power all throughout. So it is a good advantage, I believe, for the teams that have that torque. On top end, to be honest with you, they're not any faster. They're actually a bit slower, in my opinion, but they get there so much quicker that the package really helps these bigger boats, like the Victory. You know, it's a taller boat, it's wider. This one, for example, has a smaller channel, so we need that torque to build compression. So yeah, the motors, in my opinion, it's an amazing power plant. Mercury has put a great package for the class together.
Jackhammer, with the win in Clearwater, all but sewed up the national points chase in Superstock. Key West is coming the week of November 6th. Concerts, parties, whole lot of fun. Of course, the VIP experience. Book your VIP package quickly before they sell out like they did before race week last year at RaceWorldOffshore.com.